Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Yeah. We in here. And we out here. We all at. I don't see y'all niggas. Fuck out of here.
That money on your head, boy, you best believe you gone. We riding around all through the town, we smoking on that strong. We don't love them hoes, we just fuck them hoes, then just fuck them hoes and move on. Y'all lose the crowd, we move the crowd, we can do this all day long. We are, we are, we are, we are, we are.
Getting money,
we are.
Getting money,
we are. We are, we are, we are.
In the summer, you too old for this shit, Danny Glover. White girl trying to get that ass up. I just take the pussy, I don't mask up. I'm deep in the streets, check my waistline. You ain't good in your hood, Trayvon. Chick magnet, pipe drills. I'll game a chick, have her dad thinking it's real. Grind 9 to 5. 7 to 6, got money coming from 95 and 76. I formed a union, 1776.
I'm ballin'.
Frank Lucas in 76. My mind right, my money right, what's up now? I'd rather be stuck up than stuck down. I'm mind blowing, getting paid as time going. It's 45, that's light work. You should see what my mom holds.
That money on your head, boy, you best believe you gone. We riding around all through the town, we smoking on that strong. We don't love them hoes, we just fuck them hoes, then just fuck them hoes and move on. Y'all lose the crowd, we move the crowd, we can do this all day long. We are, we are, we are, we are, we are.
Getting money,
we are.
Talking about them stacks, I need my market swaggin'. I just had a swag attack. Rick and Bob be swervin', switchin' through the lanes. Shittin' on my haters, make it rain up on them lanes. They plotting on my swag, hating on my game. I'm styling on my enemies, my grind ain't the same. These niggas want my flow, these niggas want my dough. These niggas want a feature, 23 for a show. And if you want some work, give me 3 for a O. Flip around, break it down, then watch the money grow. I break it down, flip around, and watch the money go. These niggas talking money, but they don't let it show. I pull up to the scene, and I'm killing it. These niggas talking work, but they dealing it. So if you got some money, then let's get with it. Cause all my niggas getting it, getting it.
That money on your head, boy, you best believe you gone. We riding around all through the town, we smoking on that strong. We don't love them hoes, we just fuck them hoes, then just fuck them hoes and move on. Y'all lose the crowd, we move the crowd, we can do this all day long. We are, we are, we are, we are, we are.
Getting money,
we are.
In the kitchen whipping up soda over to my neighbor. Brick it and raw, I'm cooking, got work in the mix. You could wipe her, I just use her, got work in your bitch. Wish a nigga would, I'm fishing for another case. Body after body, all you see is yellow tape. So much money, I can count it, need another safe. Bullet hit your body, you gon' need another face. Get the whipping on that work, I beat it like it's Tina. 45 millennium, but I prefer the Nina. First I bag it, then I pass it like I do a brick. Drop that work and watch it bounce back like I do a bitch. Goddamn, fuck the fame, I want a Lambo. Call me mister, I can fuck your bitch cause I'm the man, ho. I'm turned up, your main chick, she turned out. I kill the pussy, you strapped down, but you still pussy.
That money on your head, boy, you best believe you gone. We riding around all through the town, we smoking on that strong. We don't love them hoes, we just fuck them hoes, then just fuck them hoes and move on. Y'all lose the crowd, we move the crowd, we can do this all day long. We are, we are, we are, we are, we are.
Getting money,
we are.
Getting money,
we are.
We are,
we are.
listening in. Get right here, some fun. Shout out to my boo in the building. What's up, Toxic? We chilling tonight. You know, we got my girls, Toxic Electrica. Y'all have been paying attention, you know, all year. It's been a whole crazy stuff. But today we want to have a nice little one-on-one interview, find out what's going on with you next year. Welcome to Philly Shine Show on GlockAware.com. I missed you guys up here. Shout out to everybody at GlockAware in the building. I see you, Brock, he holds his record pool. Y'all already know what that's about, real music. Let's get it pushed. Dismatic, Shaz Banana, a.k.a. my twerk post. Shout out to my girl LC Designs in the building, Toucan, a.k.a. Toucan's Twit, Toucan underscore T-W-I-T-T. Follow him on Twitter. I see. I didn't even know you was on Twitter, too. Okay. Follow my special guest on Instagram, Toxic, T-O-X-I-C underscore Electrica, E-L-E-C-T-R-I-C-A-H. You know what I mean? If you don't know, I always have her in my bio, just showing love and shouting out to the music. You know how I am to always on some on my pussy taking over shit. This shit a little low. I feel like here we go. My knees all. I feel like I'm about to twerk in these little chairs. There we go. I had to adjust the chair. All right, here we go. Now I feel like the tall person that I am. And, of course, we got LC Design. Shout out to everybody. That's LC underscore Designs with a Z. Shout out to everybody on my Instagram, showing love, you know, helping me choose, like, which logo you like the most. There was a lot of people who were saying that they like the bottom one. That was my favorite, too. But we're going to show some love. Let's see what's up with everybody who's tuning in tonight. We don't have all the music that we want to play tonight, so tonight it'll just be the interview. I don't even want to tease y'all with anything else. You already heard Poppin. You know what I mean? It's not. Check out some of my archive shows. You know, I show love to my Toxic all the time. You know what I'm saying? We definitely have been turning up with her all year, but next year is going to be crazy. The mixtape will be released. Videos, pictures. I mean, it's a lot. If y'all see her Instagram, you already know what she looks like. So just imagine to get the experience more up close and personal. So we want to definitely get to that. And tonight's topic is a little freaky, but we all a little freaky. Hey, man, we all a little freaky, right?
I'm not a lot of freaky.
I might like to fuck, but I'm not a lot of freaky. I love to make love. But you can't always make love. You got to be in love to make love. Yeah, right? You said you can make love, fucking be freaky.
Salute to fucking making love
and being freaky. Tonight on our topic, you know, have you ever had bruises from having sex? We got a caller from the Philly area in the, on the switchboard right now. We're going to see what's up. 267-403, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This Reason. You already know this Reason, GMB. What's good, baby?
I didn't know it was you.
How you doing?
First and foremost, shout out, you know, your Instagram, what you got going on or whatever.
Oh, all right, yeah. Well, you know my Instagram, everything is at Reason GMB, from MySpace to Twitter, with the Instagram and Facebook, and Google me at Reason GMB. But,
yeah. I appreciate you calling the show, love, and definitely say hi to my special guest, Toxic.
Hi, Toxic. How you doing? I met her at the show. I watched her perform when you was hosting it. It was on a Wednesday. It was down, I think, Girard Avenue. Yeah,
it's the
Emerald.
Yeah,
yeah. I was impressed. She wasn't nervous or nothing. She did her thing. You know what I'm saying? She ain't hold no punches. So, you know what I mean? I definitely gave her an A+ for that. Real talk. She sound good,
that's
too.
What's up. That's for some. Yeah, definitely. That's for some. That's what's up. Now, being as though I got you on the line tonight, I got to ask you the topic question. You know what I mean? You're my first caller tonight. Thank you. Thank you.
You
a man, though, when you big, so I don't think a girl will bruise. Have you ever got any bruises from sex? How'd you get them? Have you ever bruised anyone? We got to talk about this topic.
I got bruises. I got rashes on my knees from rug burns.
That's what my homie said. My homie Big Gnaw. Big Gnaw was like,
him.
Look, I done had strawberries on my knees, on my elbows.
Yeah.
Broken hips.
Yeah.
He broke the hip. Salute. That's what he said.
Can't breathe. You can't breathe. Your lungs seize up, but it feels so good you don't want to stop. You know what I mean?
So what are you doing? You on a carpet or something? Like, what is going on?
Yeah, you was on the rug, on the carpet. And your knees. That thing be warm down there, man. You don't want to stop. You know what I mean? When you look up and you got rug burns on your knees. That shit hurt though the next day.
Yeah,
I don't do rug burns. I remember I got a small one, but no, thank you. But shout out to also CEO X Squad DJs in the building. We have so much coming up, not only from the Philly area, but with the X Squad DJs. Can't wait. You know what I mean? We're not done with the year yet. This is the last Thursday on Philly Time Radio. You can hear my voice on Grockaware Radio. You'll hear us. You know what I'm saying? But y'all going to hear from us December 30th is going down. What's up, Demel? Welcome back.
Yo.
Say hi to Toxic.
Oh, all right. Toxic, what's going on? You know.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I know he just started touching stuff. Like, what's going on?
Oh, man.
What's up with you, Demel? What's good? Welcome back to the show. They have Toxic.
Hey, Toxic. Oh, my goodness.
What are you still looking on Instagram? Not everybody likes
Toxic. No, I ain't looking on Instagram. Mari liked all the pictures. I don't know how many it was, but, you know, I like them all. I even liked her when she went out to the club for somebody's birthday party. Yeah.
Okay. That's what's up. We know that she's supporting. And what I was talking about with them coming up next week, next Monday. This Monday is going to be crazy. XYDJ conference call. Starting off by your girl on the fire, you already know how I represent. It's amazing. They got the DJs United tour going on. So many DJs. Real quick, Demel, before I get into this interview with you, Toxic, I want to hear about the conference call. Let's all talk about it.
Well, the conference call is basically, you know, the network that I aspired to put together with the people that I networked with. That I network with, you know, I got the magazines and everything, and this the last year, you know, it costs to be on the call, but I just wanted to close the books for 2013. You know, a lot of artists don't get that exposure, or they don't know which direction to go, or, you know what I mean, sometimes you have to get with some of these DJs, and these DJs can cut your budget in half. A lot of people don't know that. They just say, I'm the hottest thing, you know what I mean? Like me, what I'm trying to bring to Philadelphia is that the DJs don't know that they can control all the markets, but in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Darby, they don't know that if they network, that if they network with each other, they can be strong, and then that can have them artists go through that network and they can make money.
Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, a lot of people definitely need to heed what's going on right now. Even if you listen on Saturday to the rebroadcast of the Glock Aware show I listened to earlier from 8 to 10, definitely go to GlockAware.com. That's GlockAware.com. And you'll hear the interview that they had with EST from Philly. You know what I'm saying?
My brother.
Greatest man alive. He gave y'all some real good knowledge, so make sure y'all tune in 7 p.m. on the TuneIn app or check out the website, because on some real shit, it's about investing in yourself to bring that money back. And another thing, Dame Dash just made me fall in love with him. So if you out there, no, you leaving me? Oh, love you. Definitely check out Dame Dash interview. All right, that's enough. But go ahead.
That's what inspired me, honest. You heard me?
What? What'd you say, honey?
That he was kind of inspired me. You know, we was when they had Freaknik here, I was always the driver or whatever. And we went to this place called Piedmont Park, and EST was out there, and you had all these 200 women just following us around. And I was sitting there like, wow, is this what it is? And they followed him around the whole park, and
yeah.
And then we
yeah,
went
to Lenny Hall.
Definitely
the greatest man alive. But we tonight we talking about Toxic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what I mean? We talking about us. We don't have to go down memory lane too much. We going to get y'all connected because my boy Brock from Philly set up that whole interview. I don't know if you following him, Demel, but you and him will probably be real best friends. Definitely follow my boy Brock from Philly. You need to be called Brock Represent Philly. You know what I mean? Represent Philly, because he definitely is. I can't say too many great things about the boy. You know what I'm saying? Even when I kissed him earlier, his skin was so soft. But
well,
real shit, I'm gonna tag y'all together so y'all can follow each other. But real shit, shout out to Brock from Philly, my boy, CEO X Squad DJs, the Millions. I need you on my show for New Year's Eve. Yes, we are gonna do a show. January 31st on Tuesday. Mwah. You might as well move Brock out the way and come kiss me too, no. Move him. Get out the way.
All right.
So we'll have some fun and get into to some real fun tonight. Toxic Electric is my special guest tonight. We have some crazy music coming up. And we want to start off with, first and foremost, let us know, what's the name of this mixtape that's coming out?
Livion.
Where'd you get that from? I think, you know, life is about having fun and doing whatever you want to do, and usually that's only young people that do that, but you got to always have that young spirit. Okay. So you try to draw everybody into Livion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, live life to the fullest, basically. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's good stuff. Now,
what made you choose that name?
She just said it.
Oh, my bad. I got shocked.
Here, can you hear her?
No.
You can't hear? Oh, okay.
I can't hear.
Can you hear her now? Say something, Pat. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now.
Oh, she can't hear. She can hear you now. You can hear both of us, right?
I can hear you.
get a chance to find out about how people could collaborate with you. Because one thing that I've noticed, you know what I'm saying, you haven't had anybody reach out to you, or do you have something in the works? I know you were working on something with DJ and Lava.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I like to do collaborations, but a lot of artists, and really, I feel like it's not serious, so why waste my time?
Right, exactly. So if you're serious, hit me up, follow us on Instagram, follow us on Twitter, hit me up. You know my numbers in my bio, 215-839-8186. If you're serious about collaborating with my girl, Toxic, what you looking for in a collaboration? Or have you thought about it? Like, have you thought about what type of song you would want to do with someone?
It depends on the person, basically, you know. We, you know, mesh together.
Do you have anybody that you ever even thought about collaborating with
from
Philly or anywhere?
Oh, it's just one female artist. Her name, Honest Fire.
Hey, Phil.
You got the, you know, the girl movement. Let's be taking over.
Exactly. Yeah, I heard of that.
Heard it. Okay.
You heard of her before?
I've heard of her.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
She's on that. She a little dope, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? We got to do a little song by Young Bosses. And then what I even want to say is, because I've seen you myself, like, from a young girl back at the open mics and stuff like that, always fashion forward, you know, always exciting. You know, where do you draw your inspiration for your look from?
Many different things, like movies, cartoons, a lot of stuff like that, a lot of artistic things, you know. Who are you to express, like, the whole world in a short picture or video? You can get out everything you need to say.
Exactly. Now, even coming up from West Philly, right? That's where you're from, right?
Yes.
Representing West. So shout out to everybody in West. West is the best, as they say. I'm from Southwest, but I love all Philly. I definitely love all Philly. What I wanted to know is, do you ever find time to give back and, you know what I mean, kind of collaborate with your neighborhood? You not so much collaborate, but give back to the community.
Oh, in general? Yeah. Like, where I live now, I live close to hospitals. It got a, you know, Ronald McDonald House for, like, children with cancer. You know, I go in there and I dare donate toys sometimes.
That's so nice. I didn't even know that about you. I thought you was going to say
I keep my business to myself.
You know,
and I'm joking. I know you wouldn't.
And of course, the guy that stand out the Chinese store. Let me get a quarter.
So, you always got to donate to the little bummy bum. I just seen his bum. Real shit, like, I don't get it. Like, I saw three signs that was hiring. Wendy's, McDonald's. It shouldn't be no bum buyer. Like,
they need a melon address.
For real, you get a job?
Yes, you do.
Get a melon address?
You do.
No,
you
don't?
Yeah, you do.
Even when it's always.
Wow, that's deep.
We must be the brand revolution.
Well,
jobs, no. Jobs with all melon addresses and stuff?
No,
that's crazy.
Y'all can use my mailing address.
You think bums got their IDs, their social security or something?
They can use my mailing address.
I can write them off on my tax or whatnot.
Every time
I could be their guardian.
Yeah, right, I'm the guardian.
Yeah, income tax power for us.
Real
shit.
Hey,
I'm about to do that.
You need my address? I'm claiming you.
I'm claiming you.
You write off. Right. Write off or whatever. But what I was going to say is, also, because I've known that you've come out, I just want to know, in your opinion, like, being an up-and-coming artist from Philadelphia, what is your opinion on, you know, I guess you could say the industry in Philly? Whether the underground part or if you know anybody who is a little bit more professional, how can you say, you know what I mean, like, I don't know, like, how can you describe the industry itself, like, underground and, like, you know what I mean, the people who are more professional? And which point of view can you get? Do you have a point of view with somebody from the underground, or do you have the point of view of the more professional artist?
okay, well, basically, I really like, you know, Philly artists because I feel like, you know, it's just raw, gritty realness, you know what I mean? But some people, that's all they have. You know, they don't perfect the actual craft, but I like the energy behind a lot of the underground artists. And I feel like a lot of them have great potential. And as for, like, the more mainstream or the ones you hear on the radio, same with them. You know, they, you know, keep going, they'll probably be where Meek Mill is, you know? Yeah, like, so that's even how I feel. Like, I think there's so much talent in the Philadelphia area. I feel like we're all blessed to be able to come from this shit.
I know, and I feel like we all know each other.
Yeah, we definitely
we all know each other.
We definitely know each other. And for me, I really feel like if you thorough in this city, you won't get along with everybody. If you're not thorough, you ain't a problem, like, real shit, because
We all go name drop.
I name drop motherfuckers I don't like. You know, it's only like six people I don't like in this whole city. That's it. Yeah, that ain't a lot. But everybody else, y'all already know. Like, even if I never met y'all, I probably know something about you because that's how I am. I'm a stalker. Like, I know everything.
I don't know. Like, you really brought. I feel like you really brought Philly together with all your showcases, and you really put. You know, that's how I met a lot of people through you, basically.
But you know what, I see that, and then at the end of the day, the reason why I do what I do is because of that, because I see that, you know, the certain powers that be don't want to give an outlet to the amazing talent in Philly. I feel like a lot of these motherfuckers could be millionaires and billionaires right along with a lot of people from Philly, but if we have to lead it, you know what I mean, be the leaders of that movement, we will, because no one's going to sit on their ass. I don't know nobody sitting on their ass. Everybody I know moves. You know what I mean? Every fucking body. So I wish I could sit on my ass and make a dollar. Yeah, fuck that. But then if I sit on my ass, they'll probably get all
stupid and flabby.
They'd be like, oh, she a wise. She was wise. What is this real deal?
Shoot, girl.
My heart is crazy.
That's
just weird, man. Don't twerk on me,
man. If I'm
drunk, I just started twerking. I can't take my twerk away.
What is it? They gotta be.
Now, as far as you, now speaking of twerking, is Toxic Electrica, is she a dancer? Like, do you dance in your performances? Are you are you that rapper that's just gonna be on the stage like 1, 2, 1, 2?
No,
Jimmy Choo.
I can dance like okay, I'm the type of dancer that I can watch moves and pick them up fast, but like actually just going on stage and improvise, I'm not doing all that. You know, because I will get up there and look like some old crazy shit you never saw, something like this.
Do you have that little go-to move? The
go-to move?
Yeah, what's your little go-to move?
Turn up.
Okay.
Thank God for the word turn up.
Like, can we all say
I'm glad we don't have the word swag no more.
Yes, I'm so glad that
I was playing your mind. We kept saying swag in 2014.
I'm so glad.
Turn up.
Swag.
You know, it is what it is.
Swag is dead now. Nobody, I don't do swag.
Turn up will never die and selfies will never die. That was awesome.
Selfies.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm the queen of selfies.
We're all queens.
We live in royal selfie land.
You got 70 and I got 60.
I know I have more pictures on my page. And I probably have like 2,500 pictures and 2,000 are of me.
Then you are truly good.
Exactly. If I had mirrors in my house, first of all, if I had mirrors in my house, I wouldn't get nothing done.
I'm like, we don't have to have nobody around. We can just fight anytime. It's
right.
More than that. It's more than 500.
So we got to edit.
Right. We got to come back like, at least like 1,500. That's what we do.
Right.
And everybody do the dust face. Everybody.
Wait a minute. I can't hear nothing.
Oh.
What I do?
You did it.
I can't hear you.
But I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
I can't hear me either.
What do I do? You can't hear you?
Nah.
Can you hear her?
Oh, you can hear both of us. Oh,
right. I don't know. Well, if I can hear her, I don't give a fuck. As long as we're broadcasting, definitely check out GlockAware.com. Coming up,
real soon, February 27th, the real big event hosted by Dice Ball. Shout out to LP Designs for doing the flyer. Voltage Leon come out. Def Jam Records will be in the building. Atlantic won't be in here. Heat holders.
Oh, she fucking me up.
That's LC. She is so cute. Nobody really takes me off. But shout out to LC Designs. I'm talking about Heat Holders and Glockaware Showcase is going down January 27th at Voltage Realms. Hit us all up. Hit up any of us. You already know. I'm going to put up a post later. Shout out to Div Manic, Rock Synthetic, my boy Glockaware, Chad Twit, Toucan Twit, LC Designs. Yeah, with all of us. You know what I mean? You got to definitely get your buzz up. Get a chance to promote yourself. You know what I mean? It's going to be crazy. Voltage Leon, 421 North 7th Street. Y'all know we there every Saturday, and this Saturday is no motherfucking exception. Shout out to the Turn Up Team, Philly. It's so crazy. Big up to my boy, Nah_Rockefeller. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be fun. Definitely hit me up for tickets this Saturday, each and every Saturday. Me and Nair having fun, drinking bottles. And that's why I learned this twerk. That's where my twerk was born. You was there, Elsie. So, the white girl fucking it up.
Oh, the baby.
The twerk was real. The twerk was born. The turn up was born. It was all there.
It was
the fact that it was the white girl.
It was way better.
Nobody
did a lot of.
Yeah, and then I'm like, hold on, my butt's too big. I can't see
Was like 5 inches.
Her ass was 3.5
wages.
Wait, yo,
what
the
hell was this?
Got her height away back.
But she worked that shit.
She did. She made me proud. I was like,
she had me looking. I was like, something else missing. I was not thinking, you know, because it was like,
somebody got pictures.
You don't want to look in nobody. Like, females. I had one, but it came out for her because she kept moving.
Mimi has pictures.
Mimi got them.
Yeah, Mimi has pictures. I think Tosh has pictures.
But the way she was doing it was just like,
shout out to my baby.
How did she do it? Right, because I can't even do that. I mean, I'm not going to say she was raunchy. I don't know, like, that far to where that
nah,
had to, like,
she been looking at my
mom. I don't have to say.
That's what that was. And we love Molly. Shout out to Molly Thursday.
I need some more to put that out there.
Exactly. That's when they start coming out their bedrooms. Like, I've been practicing for 5 years.
And that was her energy.
It's time to show it off.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody listening in. Definitely show my love, sitting here, vibing. Let's get into this topic with you, Lee. You know what I mean? I got up close and personal. I don't know where Diva stands and truth teller is, but definitely shout out to my boos. They work that hard. You know what I mean? I'm here for them in their asses, of course. But LC,
hey,
you know what I mean? Tonight's topic is real.
I love this topic, baby.
Have you ever been bruised during sex? And how did it happen?
Should I get personal?
Personal. Hey, drop names. Two days ago.
I can
feel it.
Okay, now you were having sex.
Did you bury it?
A Band-Aid. I can't say a Band-Aid, but it was darker than usual. Yes, I can admit there are bruises. You know what? It's the thing, like, when women bruise each other. Some, anyway. You can pinch a bitch and she bruised. So I can't even say whatever, but let me just say that's was good, and she had to be.
Where did you get bruised?
Exactly.
Yeah, where were you bruised?
How did it happen?
That's what we want to know.
If a man potentially holds your arms down.
Ooh. Oh, hello. The turn up is real.
You got to hold the arms down.
He got to hold the arms down
and the legs open.
Well, how did you do that with two arms? Like, with his knees?
Like, wow. That's like one of the times.
Oh, no, you hear that?
Put your arms.
Yeah, he had to put
listen,
arms.
The first one definitely
listen,
joins
this thing goes down, and that's it. At the end of the night,
we got a kinky one on our hands.
When I would nobody hold my arms down, I'm going to fight back.
That's the reason why we get Yeah, you're supposed to submit.
But see, like I said, we talking about get the fuck off me.
Hold on.
like,
yeah, I don't know.
But
sometimes, yeah, me too. I don't like that shit.
No, you can play my consistency.
Let's explain what the two shots.
Wait a minute, let's put this to rest. Okay. If a nigga take a long time to come, that means he was just fucking, right?
Nah,
he could be drunk.
No, we just didn't align.
Oh, we didn't. I
I'm done. I'm about to say rest in peace. Who died this year? I
love you. I'll see you soon or some shit. You know.
Yo, like everybody.
R.I.P. What I mean by those who not here, because you know how it is in business. Sometimes you got to leave the people alone who don't want to get no fucking money. Or who don't want to do shit on time. Halfway decent or loyal.
Oh, my God.
I just wanted to make that shit
halfway decent or loyal. We not asking for perfection. We asking for, at least, like, a family base.
Yeah.
Like, I can feel comfortable with you. Like, we know each other's struggles. We know each other is a bond. I don't need to.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's fucked up.
Let me tell you something. They come and go.
Yeah. It's fucked up that we probably get more if we lie to certain people.
Right.
And I want to show some love to certain people who comment on the topic tonight. Definitely shout out to my boy, IM_Arson. My girl, Badlands Bella, she said, girl, I had a belly ring ripped out when it got caught in the sheet when I was getting it from the back. That's a horrible
thing.
What? Please
tell us.
Ouch.
Except
the love room.
Right, I got piercings, so I don't like to get it re-pierced. You know what I mean?
Hey,
baby, at least you want a bruising or something. Let me have that.
Yeah, like I anime.
Anime.
You know I love you, girl.
But yes, to everybody who showed us love tonight, everybody who showed toxic love tonight was fun. Check out the pictures. My heavy ass butt. This and that. I'll be looking at my doctor now.
A person on your back.
Yeah.
What's her name?
What's her name?
I can name her.
What?
Heavy, heavy one, and heavy two.
I'm going to name her.
The quiz. The triplets.